recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Kyle Rink. He is the parochial vicar at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Vancouver.
I give you a new commandment. Love one another. I'm not sure about you, but when I hear the word love, my first image tends to go towards Disney princess movies. When the prince falls head over heels with the princess, or Beauty falls in love with the Beast, or when Anna and Kristoff finish each other's sandwiches. We all get that nice kind of warm, fuzzy feeling when we see these kinds of movies, right? These kind of like, you know, kind of lovey-dovey movies. But I want to propose today that this image isn't really love. Or at least it's not the deepest form of love. It's maybe just the introduction to it. It involves a lot of emotion, but there's something missing. And when Jesus says today, he says, I give you a new commandment to love one another. He's referring to the fact that he's going to show us this deeper level of love. He says, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. Okay, so how did Jesus love us? How did Jesus love the people he came to save? He healed the sick, yes. He fed the hungry, yes. He preached forgiveness, yes. And when we think about the things that Jesus did, do you think he did these because they felt good? Well, maybe, I'm sure sometimes. But did he do them because they were easy? Well, probably not. No, to do those things was a sacrifice. It meant that he had to go without something in order to give us something else. And I think that's really key, because if we're not willing to sacrifice for the good of someone or something, then it's not real love. It's not. Love always involves sacrifice. And so maybe instead of thinking of the image of a Disney movie for love, perhaps, you know, a better image would be the couple at Glenwood Assisted Living. That I was there just a little bit ago, and it's so cute. There's a couple that they're both in their walkers. And you can tell this couple's been through a lot. Just the way that you could look in their eyes. This couple's been through a lot. And yet the husband, even though he's in his walker, insists on opening the door in front of his wife so she can pass through. And the look of love that she gives him is priceless. Or what about the image of a mom? A mom who wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning to calm her crying baby. Some of you are like, that's real. Yeah, that's me. Even though she has to wake up again at 6 o'clock to get ready for work. Love is more than just an emotion. It's a free choice, and it involves sacrifice. And the best image I think that we can have of all, even better than the couple at Glenwood, even better than a young mom, the best image we have for the sacrificial love that Christ shows us is up there on the cross. The moment where Christ laid down everything for our good. And to be sure, just in case, I want to make sure I'm clear with myself. Jesus did not suffer just for the sake of suffering, right? It wasn't some, thing that he had to do. He wasn't trying to prove a purpose. As fully human and fully divine, Jesus was able to experience death and still rise to heaven with God the Father. Before Jesus, heaven was not a possibility. And now it is. Because when you unite your life with Jesus, then even when your body dies, your soul will be raised to the Lord Jesus into heaven. Jesus died so that we could live, and he suffered so that we could have the greatest possible good, which is eternal life. Jesus is living proof that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is the joy we have as Christians, that not even death can stop those who have Christ as their Lord. And the apostles live this out really well. You know, our first readings throughout the entire Easter season, they don't come from the Old Testament. They come from the book of Acts, the Acts of Apostles. And it's full of incredible stories. And if you're looking for a good scripture passage or Bible story to read during Easter season, I recommend going through the book of Acts. It's incredible to see what the joy of Christ has done. And today we just get a little snapshot. It's almost like in a movie, like the introduction, where there's kind of, you're seeing a guy run to one place and run to another. It's like you get a little snapshot of their life. All we hear is they go from Perga to Pamphylion to different places around the Middle East. But what's important is to see that what's happening to the apostles, they've all left their homes, their jobs, and they're traveling around preaching the gospel. All the apostles are enduring trials, often going hungry without food, or being rejected by towns when they try to preach their faith. But the apostles in this book are not grumpy. They're not discouraged. They're full of joy. In fact, it says that when they arrived at their towns, They strengthened the apostles, the people that were already there. They made new Christians, baptizing them. And it says they brought great joy to that town. Because the disciples loved sacrificially, the apostles were able to be living witnesses of Jesus' love, that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life. Today, we are those living apostles of Jesus, and it's a great privilege. But you know, most of us don't leave our houses or jobs to go follow the Lord, right? Most of us have houses. But yet we're still called to be disciples and apostles just as the original ones were. And yet for us, it's more like being disciples in the world, right? In the world, but not of the world. And yet we're still called to witness to the deep love of God. So what's that look like for us? How can we be those apostles today? Well, I want to share one story of a really good friend of mine. I'm going to call him Mike for now. So Mike worked at Fred Meyer for a long time. And one of the biggest problems that he had from a daily basis was witnessing shoplifting. And every time he'd see this, he'd get really frustrated because he knew there was nothing he could do. And even if they called the cops, there's nothing the cops would really do about it either. It was just a fact of working at Fred Meyer. And so a little bit ago, Mike became a Catholic. He was baptized and confirmed the Easter Vigil. And after that, he said his perspective changed. Because before, he would just kind of watch from a distance as people would shoplift and kind of get frustrated and, you know, kind of maybe think mean thoughts about them in their minds. But after his kind of conversion, after his baptism, he kind of felt a call to do something different about it. And so what my friend Mike started to do is he started to actually go up to these people as they were shoplifting and just talk with them. Start a conversation. And at first it was kind of weird. People were kind of like, what is this guy doing to me, right? He's trying to have a conversation. He knows what I'm doing. But he would just start ask about their lives, ask about how they were doing, ask about whatever it was, and have a conversation with them. And he said what was interesting was, as he started to do this, time and time and time again, people would stop what they were doing. They would stop shoplifting. Sometimes they would even tell him to his face and say, you know, I can't steal from you. You're too kind. And they would put their stuff back before leaving the store. He even had one woman he even followed her all the way outside. And as she was walking out and was asking about her life, she started revealing some really deep traumas about her life. And as he was talking, he said, I think I need to pray for you. And so he did. He asked if he could pray over her, and he did. And she started crying and started weeping and said, this is the most kind thing anyone's ever done for me. And she was just so moved by this act, by a person that went up to her and didn't judge but showed mercy, who laid down his life, choosing to go out of his comfort zone to show the love of God. It's almost like she could have said, it was the first time that she realized that God actually cared for her. Because a Christian decided to go out of his way to show her love. This is the power that every single one of us has as Christians, when we love like the Lord Jesus has loved us. Now, for each person here, that's going to look a little bit different, depending on your circumstances. For some of you, it's going to just involve sacrificing personal pleasures so that your kids can have what they need to thrive. For some of you, it looks like just taking care of your spouse as they develop dementia. That's a huge sacrifice. But if we do that with love, I think the important thing is to take action, to live that love out. Now, I want to highlight the fact that Jesus did not say, I give you a new suggestion. No, he said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you. It's a command for our own good, because it's only when we lay ourselves down that we actually find the joy of a life in Christ. Jesus says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. And besides, there's a lot of work to do in the world. Jesus' mission didn't stop when he rose from the dead. That's where it started. That's where it started. That's where we pick up the baton. God wants to extend his loving hand into the world to be able to reach out to people who need it. And we are that hand. So let's pray during this Mass for the wisdom and strength to follow God's commandment to love one another, just like the Lord Jesus did, by laying down our lives for those we encounter. Amen.
And that is today's homily highlight, a wonderful homily from Father Kyle Rink. He's a parochial vicar at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Vancouver, also part of parish family that includes the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater and Our Lady of Lourdes, also in Vancouver. Now, you can listen to that homily again or any of our great locally produced shows or podcasts. Just head over to materdayradio.com, and you'll also have access to all of it on the Hail Mary Media app.